Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show, also my vlog. I decided I'm going to vlog this game. I'm a pro vlogger again, so you'll see this on the vlog. We'll probably post it on Talking Yanks and everywhere later. Excited. Kenshin Judge's 60, 61st, and 62nd home run ball. Pretty good haul for me. What is going on, Talking Yanks pregame show crew? Excitement is in the air. Harry Bader is in the lineup. Judge is chasing history. And it is all brought to you by SeatGeek. And guess what, people? Sometimes with these partnership reads, you know, it's like, oh, look at this, that, and the other. I'll tell you what I've done. I bought tickets to tonight's game on SeatGeek. I bought tickets to Thursday's game on SeatGeek. It's super easy to do. They are the geeks of seats. That means they know what they're doing. And with code PREGAME, you will get $20 off. $20 off your first order. Code pregame. $20 off code pregame. I got tickets to this game. I will be at this game. I will be at Thursday's game, not to ruin the over-under Sunday's game. So to be frank with everyone, Wednesday, tomorrow night, we're doing the Yes simulcast stream. I don't know where I stand on that. I'm open to seeing a home run there, I think, because it'll live, I don't know, it'll live on the internet and stuff in a cool way.
It's a unique way to experience the event. You're on the call.
Very unique. So we will see. We will see. But know that Friday and Saturday, I will essentially be rooting against home runs. So
I will be there Saturday.
Okay, BBD.
You SeatGeek to get there.
SeatGeek code pregame. The lineup for tonight is as follow. Aaron Judge in right field of note. Anthony Rizzo at first base. Gleyber Torres is hitting three-hole. How quickly that tune turned. Josh Donaldson cleaning up, playing third base. Giancarlo Stanton is down at fifth, DHing. Oswaldo Cabrera is in left field. Put a circle next to that one as well. Harrison Bader, your Yankee center fielder, making his debut, batting seventh. IKF, eight. Trevino, ninth. How about that? Remember when Trevi was like a five-hole hitter for us for a week there? Those were good times. Nestor Cortez Jr. is on the bump. Who's pitching for the Pirates, Biebs?
Who's pitching for the Pirates? That would be Luis Ortiz.
Excuse me.
Yes. I can tell you their whole lineup.
Luis Ortiz. What are the highlights? I know you said O'Neill Cruz is batting eighth. Who else do we need to know?
Brian Hayes is leading off.
Like him?
Brian Reynolds is batting second. Rodolfo Castro, flew out of his pocket a few weeks ago. If the people at home don't know about that. Second base, I thought he was a third baseman, maybe not. I don't watch a lot of Pirates. Chavis used to be on the Red Sox. Diego Castillo in right field. Yankees traded him for Clay Holmes.
Okay.
Greg Allen, former Yankee, so that's fun. Their catcher's name is Jason DeLay. Good name.
That's a good name. Okay, Luis Ortiz. Looks like he's making his second MLB start.
So congrats.
So that'll be interesting. Let's see, was the guy having a good year in the minors? Not necessarily. Across AA and AAA at a 4.56 ERA. More than a strikeout per inning, and it doesn't look like the walks are crazy. So interested to see what is going on with Luis Ortiz. We know a John Boy theory, and one I partially agree with. I think when the Yankees see a new pitcher, they have a lot of veteran players that bank on their knowledge and history against pitchers, that sometimes the young guys give them trouble. So let's see what young Luis Ortiz has for this new and improved Yankees lineup. How about that? It's so funny. Adding Rizzo, Glaber getting out of his funk, Donaldson, maybe. Stanton in a big old funk. Oswaldo Cabrera's hit a little bit, but he's playing left field. Bader, IKF, Trevino. I kind of like this lineup, Davis.
This is
wow,
more or less exactly what I would have wanted to see. Like, you can pick your flavor on the order, but this is the group I'm happy to see out there. Trevino was banged up last series. Good to see him.
There are some pretty obvious what to watch for.
There's
Harrison Bader.
They're in your face.
Making his Yankee debut. Oswaldo Cabrera playing left field at Yankee Stadium is of note. I think the one for me will be Stanton. Stanton, he hit the home run off the position player. Then he caught one the next game, and it was like, okay. Stanton's numbers, and as we get some rumors about DJ coming back, and as we've talked about on Talkin' Yanks, and we'll talk about on the upcoming Talkin' Yanks tomorrow night after the second Pittsburgh game, Giancarlo Stanton's numbers are getting into a ridiculous territory. He's got a 209 batting average, 294 on base. The OPS is still 741 because he's got 26 ding-dongs in 99 games. Pretty ridiculous.
Like earlier in the year when he has slumped, he like hit homers during those.
He was so homering through weird. The slumps. He's only got 7 doubles this year.
That's not Stanton.
Honestly, Big G is the circle for me because, I kind of gave you almost everyone else. Not everyone. But Stanton, I need some at-bats. In Milwaukee, hit that ball hard off the infielder, got ruled an infield hit, or didn't get ruled an infield hit when it kind of could have. So, hey, hit some balls hard, man. I don't really care about the results.
Or, to look all right.
How about this? Hit the ball hard or have some, like, shift-beating singles. So it's like, okay, maybe we
That's
can build on
this. That's the one
you
need.
Maybe we could build on this. Anything you see, Biebs?
There's a bunch of obvious ones. Judge is pursuing home run records. As Waldo in left field could change the season. Bader in center field showing anything with the stick can change the season. So the like subheader, still checking out Rizzo. The fact that he had a big game in his first game back is great, and it buys him. Like, I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about him anyway, even if he didn't have that. But like, how much cooler would it be if you're just hot, dude?
Yeah.
It would just be way easier.
Could end conversations if he's hot. Man, it would be cool. Wow. Baseball is a funny sport. Excited to see it. Excited Nestor's on the bump. Didn't even think about that, really. Nestor Cortez, that's probably one of the other things to watch because he's
like the most fun guy to watch.
Last time he threw like 65 pitches, or am I missing a start?
That feels right.
By the way, Nestor's year, 25 starts, a 2.7 ERA, unreal. His last outing was 65 pitches, so he went 58-65, so let's see Nestor get in the sevens.
I'd assume that's the path.
Whatever that means, get back built up for the playoffs, because he is our number two, so that's another good what to watch for. And that brings us to our pitching path to victory. With the Yankees having an off day yesterday. The bullpen is fresh, but let's try to read the tea leaves a little bit. So you're giving me 75 from Nestor. That means 5 or 6. Yeah. Nestor can be pretty efficient, so I wouldn't rule out 6, but 5's probably the safe bet.
Projecting a little bit, tomorrow Severino's expected to return. Let's assume a similar spot. He threw, 56 pitches in his last rehab, we found, right? So both these games, I think they're going to use bullpen.
And we know how the Yankees operate, that there is probably a plan of sorts. So just thinking out loud, must have 100. I mean, right now, pretty lazy out your hair. Truffle butter on your... Someone who just seems the opposite of Nestor Cortez would be a Greg Weissert. I could see him being out of the pen, either first or second to finish an inning against a righty or something like that.
They've been trying him in finish an inning roles. So
the last guys we saw on the mound were Clark, Wandy, Loaisiga, and Holmes. I will rule out Clark. He threw 36 on Sunday. The guys that didn't pitch Sunday are Weiser, Marinaccio, Chapman. So, and Trevino did not pitch the day before that. So, I would be interested to see if Weiser might be your get-out-of-the-fifth guy. If they can find a Chapman lane, I don't know how trusted he is yet. Maybe not. So, pitching path to victory, Marinaccio and Trevino, I definitely would think be a part of that. And then I guess we're going to find out with Clay Holmes. He has pitched every other day for the past 6 days.
Yeah.
And we kind of need to find out about Clay Holmes. Like, I don't want to say rest is out the window. Hopefully he starts pitching well so we can rest him. So I think Clay Holmes is your ninth. I guess we'll see if that becomes more of a conversation. Everyone should be available. Like BBD mentioned, I think the caveat is they'll definitely want to save guys for tomorrow. And Litke's the guy that jumps out as the save him for tomorrow guy, but I could be wrong.
Or Clark. He has been, for a while he was 2 days in, then he most recently went 3 days off then in. So I don't know. That would be two. If he's around tomorrow, I think he's part of that.
Right. Okay. So we'll see. Open board Seve tomorrow on Yes Day. Judge. Okay. These are kind of hype games. Red Sox, Judge, history after it. Big week. Big week. I think that brings us to
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
Oh, interesting. I had a missed call from John Boy, and I said pregame show. And he said I'm calling in for the pregame show.
Oh.
Hello.
Jim, you're live on the Talking Yanks pregame show.
Thanks for having me.
What's up? What's up, dog?
It's a big, important game.
Yes.
Yankees stink against pitchers they haven't seen before, and this kid struck out everyone in the minors. And his fastball sat 99 miles per hour last game, average. And he did well against the Reds. And Stanton and a lot of our hitters stink against high velo.
Yeah,
so I wanted to prep everyone for maybe a frustrating start, or hopefully they can jump on his fastball early.
I mentioned the Jom theory a little bit about this cat. So yeah, I'm interested to see because his stats in the minors kind of stunk. But you're right, he did strike out guys, but he also didn't walk them. So I wonder if it's
he averaged 9 strikeouts a game in minors.
If it's a straight fastball, he could be in trouble, and that's why his numbers were like that in the minors. Or I'm interested to see. Maybe he doesn't have breaking stuff. But yes,
he's a slider, 50% whiff rate.
That's high.
No, this kid, his slider's pretty nasty, so I think they got to attack the fastball, but you guys are saying Stan has a what to watch for, and he stinks against high velo this year.
Well, he's just my what to watch for anyways. You know, he's got to go or almost be replaced by DJ soon.
Yeah, DJ also stinks against high velo.
Yeah.
So, this year. But, this kid has some pretty nasty stuff.
You're nervous.
Like 3 changeups. Oh, I'm just prepping people. The Yankees stink against first-time pitchers. This kid's fastball sat 99, and his slider is a wipeout slider. So I don't think he's going to throw a slider for a called strike. If they got to attack the fastball early. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of buzz right now. Bader's here. The Pirates stink. It's like the game 2 guys, like, for the lineup. And I'm just giving a little heating. Like, this is a trap game. This is one of the bigger trap games of the second half.
Do you know the over's hitting, though?
What is it set at?
The line is 8.
8.
No, I have the under. Nestor's going to shove.
I also have the under, so that's
I'm going to be there. So it's the over. So, yeah, I'm guessing it's a straight fastball that the boys just go to town on.
It looks pretty straight. I'm watching it right now. But he just It looks like he gained control because he breezed through AAA and only had two starts. And his last, like, four starts in AA were nuts. And I'm looking at it, he had really good control of it, high and low last game. So just a little, I hope they fucking smack him around, but I'm not expecting it. They get to the Pirates bullpen, they'll win the game.
Oh.
Like, I think they'll win, but this kid might have a nice night.
Okay. Okay. What else you got, Pop?
Nothing. Obviously, you have Oswaldo in left and Bader in center as what to watch for. I mean,
yep.
I know BBD mentioned Bader and Judge as the obvious ones, but I don't know if Oswaldo in left was. It's Yankee Stadium left.
It's part of it.
That was part of it, yep.
Yeah. So, but I like the lineup, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of it's
the
stark guys contrast.
We see, right?
I mean, Glaber 3 and feeling okay about that is so funny from where we were.
Yeah. Remember, who was really good against High Velo? Higgy? He's not playing.
Judge.
No Higgy, IKF, Judge. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, go the Yanks.
Go the Yanks. Thanks, Jimbo. Love ya.
Bye.
Love yous. That was Nicky Cass. He does the Italian dad impressions on the internet. I think we were singing the Homer draft.
Yeah, we kind of did the over-under in the process, so that's good. But
we did the over-under. Homer draft. Who has dibs on the Homer draft?
I have the first selection today. And I'll go ahead and take Aaron Judge. Doesn't struggle against high velo and we want him to hit homers.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And the usual, if he's available to you, you should probably take him.
Yeah, you got
to
take him. I'll go Rizzo. Rizzo rakes. And then I will obviously go IKF.
Two games set.
Locking up his shortstop gig for the playoffs. My premonition, what's the weather look like?
Wrap it up with Donaldson. He's hot.
You're judging Donaldson?
Judging Donaldson.
That would be cool. That would be neat. No weather. Okay, not sure why I thought there would be. My premonition. There's going to be an immaculate inning.
Whoa.
Yeah. I kind of shat on immaculate innings the other day. Trev was surprised on Talking Baseball. I think we get one today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we get a cool Bader first to third moment.
Okay.
Bader or like a not tangible, I mean tangible, but like not a statistical, like cool base or anything. It's like, oh, that's an element he kind of brings too. Like
he should be juiced.
Pretty quick.
He should be juiced. He's a guy that normally plays juiced up. He so could,
whether that's getting some extra base on something, first to third type deal.
Harrison Bader, baseball savant. He is, this year, he's 94th in sprint speed. So, yeah, let's see the wheels, kid. Let's see the wheels, kid. He scores on a Trevino double. I don't know.
All we talked about with him is the defense. He's a league average hitter, which is actually going to be pretty welcome with that defense. And base runs too. It's part of it.
I just had a good IKF Donaldson trade moment. I clicked on Harrison Bader's longest home run of the year just to feel that juice. It was off a position player.
Hmm.
So
that's cool.
But now I'm watching him. He just hit off one of my snakes, Kenyon Middleton. So guy's got power.
So his second longest is
probably should have taken him in the homer draft. But people make mistakes.
Tomorrow.
Pre-game show tomorrow, Talking Yanks, full ep after the game. Talking Yanks, simulcast, I believe tomorrow. That's what it called. Tomorrow we will be at the Yes Network. Man, these people in St. Louis, they love Harry Bader. I hope you love them too. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.